The proposal calls for around $546 million in public money to ensure the Brewers stay in the city until 2050. An amendment also lowered the amount the city and county of Milwaukee will now pay every year for maintenance for the stadium. That was something Wisconsin Democratic Representative Christine Sinicki said was important to her before she voted yes on the plan.
I said from the start, if there was not a fix on the Milwaukee issue, I could not support this bill.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the deal now has his, quote, full support. Governor Tony Evers, who would have to sign the legislation, also said he approved of it. It'll likely be voted on by the full assembly next week. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.